Hello, hello in the Good Company podcast. Anna Malos Kitzmann here with Dosley, with weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, and thought provocation, all with the intention to have a more aligned, better life, more fulfilling life. That's what I'm working on. That's my goal here. And actually, Dosley, it's when I said that, it's a pure example of dyslexia and dysgraphia in my brain. That's how it works, mixing syllables. So Dosley, it's a weekly and dose. I love when that happened. I used to hate it, but now I love it because for me it's just so incredible that the brain can do it, right? Like, you know how it's saying pinky swear. So a few years ago, I said swinky pear, and now we said it in our house, swinky pear. And I'm like, this is so incredible that brain can just like swap it that beautifully. Anyway, that's not about this. This is second recording of my podcast, this podcast about the subject, which is no one can tell you who you are and what your intentions are. A very important message, a reminder for myself especially, but also for you. And I had to record it second time because in the first one I spilled some beans. I don't want to bring specific people to this podcast that are not included, and I know that they are going to hate it. I feel like there's enough pain in some people's life that, you know, dragging them somewhere, it's not a good idea, and it's not my intention, and I don't want to do it, so I have to re-record it. But I will try to tell the same story without spilling the beans. Okay, so let's chat about not allowing anybody to define you, your intentions, and who you are as a person. So it really comes up to me lately, coming up, and I'm becoming aware, especially, you know, in a family dynamics, that we often allow other people to, in some level, define you, tell us who we are, tell us what our intentions are. And that's not possible. Nobody except you can define yourself for yourself. Nobody knows better what is in your heart, what your intentions are. And often people who tell you those things, and I come from experience here, are coming from a place of hurt or really projection. So they project their things on you. And then that's not okay. And you know, whenever you hear, and I hear nowadays, something about myself, it's not like it's, you know, I'm not taking it into consideration. That will be, you know, that will be kind of on the like a narcissistic side of the things. I still think about it for a minute. I think how it feels in my body. I think, how do I feel about it? What are my intentions in the situations where? What were my thoughts? What I think about it? And really analyze it as a like a, you know, great friend would with the healthy element of distance, and ask myself, is this true? Is this feels like true? How this feels in my body? How this feels when I think about it? That's the maybe there is some kind of level of truth in it. Should I think about it more or not? And obviously, it doesn't have to be a very long process. But overall, you know, if those things, those comments about you come from a place of not loving place, right? Like, hey, I love you. I want to give you feedback so you do better. That's what I notice. Think about it. I love you still. It's more like, this is you and this is wrong and you are wrong and I hate you. Then obviously that's not even something to consider because that's automatically you can feel where it's coming from. But lately I was thinking about it because several situations like this happened to me lately, and I just noticed how much I internalized opinions of certain people, a lot of people, you know, I really relied on outside sources for a lot of things, including knowing who I am, which is insane. And like a few years ago, I was like, no, this is like, you can't tell me who I am, or, you know, what I can do, or what are my intentions are, or how I feel. Like, I know how I feel. I know what my intentions are. I know what is in my heart, you know? Even if this podcast, as insane and weird will sound to you, I don't want to be famous. It's I don't do it for fame. I want to be heard. That's heard. That's my I think base what why I do it. I love this idea of sharing ideas. I love this idea of sharing knowledge that can help our each other. And I heard it, oh, you want to be famous. No, it, obviously I'm choosing this way to communicate my thoughts and to heal my unheard, unseen trauma. Maybe I'll, when I heal it completely, I'll stop this podcast. But actually any kind of fame is scary for me, and I don't want to go on that big arena, because nowadays, especially with everybody having access to judging you, it can be really painful. However, I feel like I had a good run and preparation with people judging me constantly and not taking it to the heart from the closest people to me. So, like, if strangers say it, I'm like, whatever, you don't even know me. But yeah, and then I hear something like this, and I'm like, that's not it. That's not it. You don't get it. Like, you don't get me. And especially taking to any consideration opinions about you and what who you are and what you think and what you your intentions for people who don't spend time with you, who seem a glance of you somewhere in social media. It's not even possible to share everything. Like, I'm not able to share everything. There's so many things, so many thoughts in my brain, so many things in my life. Even if I want to, I wouldn't be able to share everything, because it's just a lot things. And there's certain things I choose not to share, right? It's my choice. I'm trying to be as transparent and as authentic as I can, but obviously, even physically, it's not possible to share everything. But going back to the story. So the story is that lately I heard from somebody this opinion about me and this thing. So basically, they've mentioned that I was at this wedding and this party a while ago, and I dance with the person that I don't really get along with to fake to everyone that I'm such a good person. And I heard that and I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Actually, I was like, I'll give it a minute, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure that wasn't true. And I thought about it and I was like, so basically this person was saying that I was, dancing with that person that I don't get along with to pretend that I'm such a good person, right? With everybody. And I could take a minute to think about things, and I went back to that because it was like 2 years ago. And I was like, wow, I remember actually that I danced with this person, and the thing I was scared of was that I'm going to look like a fake person, because a lot of people at this party knew that I don't get along with this person, and now I'm already all of a sudden dancing. So I remember this feeling of like, oh my God, I'm going to come across as a fake. Like, I usually don't get along, and now we are dancing. But I did it anyway, because for a few reasons. And when I recall it, I reminded myself, I was like, first of all, it wasn't my party. It wasn't my wedding, obviously. And I didn't want to cause any kind of friction, energy friction, any kind of like weird vibes at this party for anybody. So that's why I kind of wanted to like show that things can be smooth. And I wanted to be things to be smooth, to not ruin this important party for other people that were important to me. So that was the first reason. Second reason, I kind of was like, I want to create some good memories with this person I don't get along with. This is my opportunity. It can't be all bad. Like, I want to be selfish and create some good memories, right? And the third thing I was thinking about is that I felt that this person was very lonely. Like, I felt this loneliness, which I often felt feel from this person. And I just want to like, have make this person like not feel it for a minute, felt included, like, right, by dancing with this person. And yeah, and I was like, oh wow, somebody saw it as I was pretending to be a good person. And then and it was like, So far from that, you know, I really was more worried that I will come across as fake because usually we don't get along, and now I'm dancing and choosing to dance with that person. So I was like, oh wow, people have like a really different concept of me and what I stand for and who I am and how I think. And I was thinking, why is that? And I'm like, oh my God, this person doesn't even know me, doesn't even want to know me, and and have opinion like this on me, about me. So you see what I'm saying? And then the other thing I heard, that it's like, I am recently, I'm hard to approach, I'm scary. And I was like, I was looking with Lila about it, with my daughter, and I was like, am I scary? And I understand that, you know, some people may have fear, but it's like, it's kind of like you go on the high rise and you have a fear of heights, right? And you go there and you're so scared and you can't move or whatever, and then you are saying, oh my God, what a F a building, because I was so scared on it. It's so tall. Why you're so tall, building? Like, it's your fear. You have to work on it. It's not my. I feel like I always try to make people comfortable, and I love people, and I love learning for people, and I love to be around people. So I never, you know, try to create this not available and scary aura about me. I would never think about myself like that. I still take into consideration and look at myself, and make sure, you know, I'm not coming across. But again, like, I feel like it was more, this feedback was more to hurt me and make me feel guilty, versus like addressing your fears and be like, okay, if I'm scared of you, I need to work through something, you know, how to voice my opinion, how to voice my needs, et cetera, et cetera. So again, nobody can tell you what are your intentions. Nobody can tell you who you fully are. Nobody can tell you what is in your heart. Only you can do it. Only you can define it for yourself. And if somebody mistreats you, and if somebody have this opinion that it doesn't feel correct, right, and aligned in about you know, it's how my golden rule, always love it forever. How they treat you does not define you, and it only defines them, right? So how somebody treats you says nothing about you, nothing. It's but says everything about this person that treats you a certain way. So yeah, what do you think? Do you allow others' opinions to internalize too deep within you, or you take it too much to consideration? I hope you're not. I think it's just so insane when I think about it, that for so many years I really allow other people to tell me, you know, that I'm an idiot, that I'm an alcoholic, that I am, you know, without even trying, help me, that I am, you know, I have big mouth. But this one, I agree. I like to talk, as you can see. I have a big mouth, but I have a, you know, I like to talk. With this one, I agree, you see. But yet again, it's all about noticing, you know, are these people even know, spend time with me, trying, are they trying to get to know me or understand me? And is this coming from the place of genuine constructive feedback and love, versus you know, power tripping, projecting, and bringing you down for some reason? Until the next time, love and light.